My name is Thais Gibson, and I'm the creator of the Personal Development School. This is your daily breakthrough video. And in this video, I want to talk to you about five key signs that you are burnt out instead of lazy. So this is a huge topic that comes across all the time, especially because a lot of people right now are experiencing a tremendous amount of burnout. And I think this is not just because of how demanding some of our daily lives can be, but also how much pressure there is from so many different circumstances that are taking place right now around the world, and how we tend to pour so much responsibility onto each of our individual plates. And we tend to have a lot of responsibility at this time. So I want to go through five really important signs that you can look out for. And wherever you see yourself struggling, this is a great place out of these five major parts to dial in, to really create healthier habits, a better relationship to this area of your life and what's taking place. And if you want to do a deeper dive into this, we have an Overcoming Self-Sabotage and Procrastination course. It gives a tremendous amount of tools for like why we procrastinate, why we experience self-sabotage. And those same tools we talk about in relationship to our needs affect burnout in general. And you're going to hear why at the end of this video. So you can actually check that course out for free by accessing our 7-day free trial using the link in the description box below. And that link will share with you all the courses, and you can go in and type in self-sabotage or procrastination, and you'll see that course come up, and it will give you a roadmap for how to actually navigate this. So very first sign is that you feel irritable much more often than you would like to. Irritability is a great sign to show us that we're burnt out. We can be irritable for reasons other than burnout, of course, but if there's this sort of like pervasive irritability that's taking place in your life on a regular basis, it's usually because you're feeling overwhelmed, your needs are not met, you're sort of like, what's the expression? It's like burning the candle at both ends. And so, you know, whenever you're in a place where you're not getting recharged, not getting replenished, and then you have a tremendous amount of output that's required, you're going to see that running on empty leaves you feeling irritable. Number two is that you actually feel exhausted. And sometimes people, when they're in a chronic state of burnout, especially if they like have a lot of pressure to push ahead, sometimes you don't even realize how exhausted you are because you have so many different coping mechanisms. For example, you drink 5 cups of coffee per day. You're used to running on just pure adrenaline. But if you actually pay attention to like your body and how you're showing up, you'd see that if you relax for 5 minutes, you'd pass out right away. You just fall right to sleep. Or you may see that without stimulants like caffeine or things like that, green tea all the time, whatever it might be, you actually are a lot more tired than you realize. And it shows and sort of communicates to you an imbalance that's taking place. Number three is that you start experiencing extreme resistance to tasks. You find yourself really procrastinating, waiting to the last minute, feeling like you're in crunch time, or perhaps like trying to distract yourself all day with things other than what you're supposed to be doing. And when you're in that space, then you finally get to the thing that you are doing. You feel so depleted by actually all the energy you used just avoiding the thing itself. And this is actually because that takes energy. So when our conscious mind intends one thing and our subconscious mind has a different set of needs that are really unmet, our conscious mind will try to drive us towards the task. So for example, an assignment you have to do for work or a project you have to turn in, and your subconscious will be trying to pull you towards its unmet needs. And you'll find yourself sort of caught in that distraction phase. And usually whatever you're cheating on your task with, so whatever you're distracting yourself with, actually represents and is sort of the container of your subconscious mind's needs in some form. So an example could be maybe you have to type up a big report, but then your subconscious mind keeps watching videos about people or human behavior. It's like, okay, what does that bring to you? What do those videos that you're watching represent? And if it's like human behavior, maybe you miss emotional connection in your life, social connection, community. It's showing to your unmet needs. If you're watching like cat videos, oftentimes that's like comfort, security. Like we, as human beings, we tend to find stability and security and comfort and like, you know, videos of pets or things that are cute or sweet. So usually like this extreme resistance, actually whatever you're cheating on your task with, when you're in that resistance phase, actually represents unmet needs that if you met more directly or had space for meeting more directly, that would actually be how you'd recharge and like sort of recharge your batteries so you could go back out into the world. And when I say meet more directly. I mean, like actually go and spend time doing something social if that's your unmet need, as opposed to trying to get that need met from behind a computer screen by watching a video, or, you know, actually bring more comfort into your life on a daily basis by intentionally having habits to relax instead of always trying to get it through watching a cat video. So it's showing me, it's showing to us what our unmet needs are. And that's why the course I mentioned, self-sabotage and procrastination course that you can check out for free for 7 days, it actually like helps you unpack all of that and understand like why we get pulled in one direction. But that friction we have between our conscious and subconscious mind, when our conscious mind is like, do the project, do the task. And the subconscious is like, oh, all that friction. That's actually because of like your conscious intending one thing, subconscious intending another, and that it's this push-pull battle that's going on energetically from your emotional space. And so it really can affect us, and it can feel tiring just to procrastinate at times. Number four is that you don't have healthy habits in your life. This is a great sign that you may be burnt out instead of just being lazy. I don't even like the term lazy. Lazy usually means that we're just out of relationship to our purpose and what our needs are, and we're living out of alignment there, which is sort of my next one. So we'll get into that in a second. Or that we just were in a space of being burnt out a lot of the time. And so when we don't have healthy habits in our lives, what you'll see is like, we don't get the opportunity to recharge. And when we don't know what our needs are as people, then it's really hard to properly recharge as well, because I'm just going to end up doing like whatever everybody around me is doing, or whatever is normal to do, or whatever I'm conditioned to think I should be doing, instead of what actually recharges me based on understanding my personal needs, how they work. And when I can fill those cups, fill those buckets of my personal needs, that's what fulfillment is. It's like, I feel fulfilled. I feel filled up in the things that are most important and purposeful for me and meaningful to me. And that's when I bring my sense of being recharged into everything I'm doing on a daily basis in life. So really important to recognize that. And that brings me to number five, which is you don't know what your needs are. And they're actually unmet if you look at your daily life. And if you were to observe your daily life and activities from a space of knowing your needs, you'd be like, oh, my life and my life experiences and commitments are not conducive to meeting these needs. So let's say, for example, for myself personally, so many of my needs are related to personal growth, emotional connection, career growth, things that like I get to do what I love doing, right? And so I naturally can do a lot more and lose my feeling of like energy a lot less. It's still, of course, it's going to happen to anybody when we have different needs, or we can just be purely physiologically tired if we've been, you know, running all over the place and doing many things. But you'll actually see that your bandwidth for productivity speeds up, or sort of expands, I guess is a better word, when we're living in alignment with the things that actually recharge us. And so when you don't know what your needs are, sometimes we live this life where like, that would be like me. And this is an example I often use, but it's like, that would be like me if I had to work in like an isolated place where I'm like typing stuff up and it has nothing to do with personal growth or people or emotional connection or anything like that. And if there's no growing element as well, because career growth, personal growth, all these sorts of things are so important to me. So, you know, I would go into work and though I might be doing less, I'm going to be a lot more tired at the end of 40 hours of work each week than I would be doing like 50, 55 hours of work that I do for what I'm currently doing. And so, you know, you'll see that huge difference. And I'm sure most of you can relate to this in some form because everybody's had a job where it like really went against their personality needs for a period of time. And usually it's like, oh my gosh, it's like almost exhausting just to know that you have that job to go to the next morning on a daily basis. So, you know, you can see that difference. And it's really exciting to know that like, our needs have such a massive impact, and we can actually sort of like hack that equation once we understand ourselves. So if you want to do a deeper dive into that, the subconscious personality needs, sorry, it's called procrastination and self-sabotage, but we talk about your subconscious personality needs. There's a questionnaire that helps you actually get to the bottom of what they are personally, and then line up your life with actions and strategies to get into that place. And also how to unpack, like when you're procrastinating or resisting, how to create changes so you disrupt that cycle. And then have habits to get those needs met that you're cheating on your task with on a daily basis, and understanding what that actually means for you and what procrastination sort of golden nuggets are in there, right? Like what that's actually communicating to you at a subconscious level. And when we can unpack that and then create alignment, then really cool things can happen and we can get a lot more out of our day, our lives, et cetera. So hopefully this makes a whole lot of sense. Really exciting topic. And I know it's a really important topic for our times right now. And If you want to do a deep dive into that, let me know. I can also put a couple other videos out here on YouTube and talk about burnout over the next couple of weeks or months. So thank you for watching, for being here, for being a part of this community. I really appreciate it. If you hang out here and haven't subscribed yet, I would love for you to. Thank you. And I will see you in the next video.